And thus we arrive at segment five, the last one of program six, America's Past, Present, and Future Written in Black and White. As we look at the reason for complacency in the white community, which is kind of what we have been discussing, why white Americans who believe the Word of God and who are serious about their faith and know that it's being threatened are not standing up and taking strong action. And of course, I'm saying that they've been led astray by some folks who are of another generation, my generation, a son of those who were of the great generation, who have watered down the faith just a little bit and who have decided maybe that fighting for the faith, contending for the faith, the second or third verse of the book of Jude, is not something that we need to do. And then on the other hand, if you've noticed recently, all those people who are attacking the traditional systems of our nation, those who are attacking the police, for instance, those who are trying to incarcerate the only president who's really done anything in recent years, Donald Trump, those who are seeking to overturn the judicial process in such a way that criminals are just sort of slapped on the wrist and told to sin and go and sin no more. Why is that? Why is there a black face and a black female face behind that? And why are these black female faces all virtue signaling about their membership in different black congregations and their faithful Christian service? Not all, but some do. Why this passive white and this aggressive black community, one failing to stand against evil and the other pushing it? Well, here may be an answer. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the great leader of the civil rights movement, a brave man and one of the four great leaders that I salute, who happen all to be black men. Dr. Martin Luther King was the associate pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church from the early 60s to the time he was shot in 1968 in Memphis. And his daddy was a pretty straight preacher of the gospel. And though there's some question about some doctrinal issues of Martin Luther King Jr., there's no contending the fact that he was a very brave man, and he was doing what was right. He was finally leading his people out of a residual bondage that was left after the Emancipation Proclamation. Anyway, we have this odd circumstance of the two churches that really are the spiritual backbone of the religion of America, First Baptist Church of Atlanta under Charles F. Stanley, and Ebenezer Baptist Church, formerly under Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., now under Dr. Raphael Warnock. I have to be careful saying that name. What is the problem here? Well, let's look at Dr. King's academic background and realize that he got his doctorate and theological degrees from, I believe, Boston College, a very respected institution. And Dr. Warnock got his doctorate of philosophy and theological doctorate from Union Theological Seminary. Why's that a problem? Well, that happens to be the seminary of another well-respected, though terribly errant, theologian named Dr. James H. Cone. Wrote a very powerful book in the late 60s, seminal time in America, called Black Theology, Black Power. And it essentially did the same thing that I suggest when I tell you to ask people two questions to find where they stand. Who are the Jews, and what is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? Well, Dr. Cone and Union Theological Seminary were seeped in the Marxism of the cultural Marxist who fled Germany in the 30s, set up shop at Columbia University, whose adjunct theological seminary happens to be Union Theological Seminary. Al Gore's daughter headed up ethics there for a while, and she had some connection, some other politicos. Let's not go there, Woody. We see very clearly that now Senator Warnock and pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church had the theological form of what Martin Luther King Sr. preached faithfully for so long, but altered by the cultural Marxists that infected that university as well as the rest of the Ivy League and the American academic and seminary communities. And so the black parishioners of Ebenezer Baptist Church, powerful institution, have been led into the wokeness that is destroying America, that the white population has been put to sleep so they do not push back against. Ladies and gentlemen, come back for Program 7 next week as we consider this topic. This is Marshall Wood, The Bigger Picture. God bless you.